this is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government decides to recommend president again for issuing ordinance related to Constitutional Council. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says efforts are underway for systematic and long-term solution to landless citizens' issues. Department of Money Laundering Investigation conducts a raid in Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Banya's residence. And USS military and cargo ships transit Strait of Hormuz after Trump vows to free stranded ships. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to recommend once again to the head of the state for issuance of an ordinance related to the Constitutional Council. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers took this decision, according to government spokesperson and Education Minister Sushmit Pokhrel. Earlier on Sunday, the President had returned the ordinance first amendment to the government for reconsideration. Likewise, the meeting agreed to accept a concessional loan worth $52 million from the World Bank, along with a grant of $5 million. The funding aims to replace industries using traditional boilers with electric boilers to improve air quality monitoring. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said that the government is working on a systematic, transparent and sustainable solution after identifying the real situation of landless citizens in the country. Taking to his private social media account this morning, Prime Minister Shah said that arrangements will be made for safe and organized relocation of citizens living in vulnerable locations. He said in case of the other landless citizens, the government will take the necessary decision based on the recommendation of the concerned authorities and collected details. The Prime Minister said that the government has taken serious note of the attempts being made to create suspicions among landless citizens and citizens forced to live in unorganized settlements and to spread fear in a planned manner. The Prime Minister also clarified that the work of collecting digital data of genuine landless citizens, verifying details and preparing records on a clear basis has been initiated. The Department of Money Laundering Investigation has conducted a raid in Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Banya's residence in Hetoda and Kathmandu, as well as the office of Banya Nirman Sewa, a company he is associated with, and seized documents. The Chief Minister expressed serious concern over the raids conducted today at his residence and associated office while committing to fully cooperate with the legal investigation. Issuing a press statement today following the incident, Chief Minister Banya said he is committed to good governance, transparency and building a corruption-free society. A constitution amendment task force is to hold discussions on Tuesday with former chiefs of constitutional bodies, former chief secretaries, foreign experts and administrators. A meeting is being organized as part of the preparation of a concept paper on proposed constitutional amendment. The task force, coordinated by Asim Saha, political advisor to the Prime Minister, has scheduled the discussion from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The task force member Secretary Liladhar Subedi said that the discussions aim to gather inputs from experts in relevant sectors in regard with the matters of the Constitution Amendment. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has stated that a system causing heavy rain with gusty winds is moving towards the eastern part of the country. Due to the influence of the system, most of the places in the Bagmati province, including the Kathmandu Valley and the Madhes province, are witnessing rainfall. A moderate rain coupled with the storm and lightning is now taking place at different districts of the Karnali province and Lumbini province. According to meteorologist at the department Sanjeev Adhikari, the existing weather pattern started from the Sudur Paschim province, has spread to the Bagmati province and the Madhes province through Lumbini province. However, the department added that the rain-causing system would remain active throughout the week. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has stated that the government intends to present a budget that inspires hope. During his speech at the opening ceremony of the 16th annual general meeting of the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Minister Wagle committed to fostering hope for forthcoming fiscal year and positioning the private sector as a key driver of development. He also emphasized the significance of the private sector in promoting economic growth, generating employment, and expanding investments. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Public Service Broadcasting PSB Nepal has submitted its first annual report to the Government of Nepal. Chairperson of the PSB, Dr. Mahendra Bista, presented the report to Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha, today. According to the provisions of the Public Service Broadcasting Act, the institution is required to submit its annual report to the Government of Nepal each year. The Act also mandates the government present the report to the relevant committee of the Federal Parliament. Submitting the report, Chairperson Dr. Bista said that it includes the details on the current status of Nepal Television and Radio Nepal, their technical capacity, organizational structure, broadcasting systems, financial condition, reform efforts undertaken so far, existing challenges and future plans. Receiving the report, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha expressed appreciation for the efforts made to strengthen the public service broadcasting institution. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. Navy says Navy destroyers and U.S.-flagged merchant ships have sailed through the Strait of Hormuz, according to the BBC. On Sunday, Trump said the U.S. would start helping stranded vessels out of the shipping lane. An estimated 20,000 seafarers on 2,000 ships have been struck since the U.S.-Iran war began in February. This is a serious warning. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Iranian media has published an audio message said to be from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Earlier on Monday, the U.S. military denied a claim made in Iranian state media that Iran had hit an American warship trying to enter the strait. Meanwhile, United Arab Emirates says a tanker affiliated with ADNOC, its state-owned oil company, has been hit in the Strait of Hormuz. Three people have died after a suspected hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship in the Atlantic Ocean. The BBC cited World Health Organization WHO as reporting one confirmed and five suspected cases aboard the MV Honduras ship, which was traveling from Argentina to Cape Verde. A 69-year-old UK national is also in intensive care in Johannesburg, South Africa. Local officials told the BBC that he had the virus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, gusty winds and hail at some places in Kusi and Madhes provinces and at a few places in the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to recommend President again for issuing ordinance related to Constitutional Council. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says efforts are underway for systematic and long-term solution to landless citizens' issues. Department of Money Laundering Investigation conducts a raid in Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bania's residence. And USA's military and cargo ships transit Strait of Hormuz after Trump vows to free stranded ships. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monuj and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.